Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Welcome back, you clowns.
What's going on, Ringmaster?
It was a fun weekend, man.
Yeah, gosh, unless you're in Texas. My God, I can't stop watching the footage. I think they're saying upwards of 80-some people now have died in these central Texas flash floods. Absolutely insane watching the footage of this river rising within like 45 minutes, just tearing through multiple camps and campgrounds and communities. And what are we at? Do we know the number of people still missing?
I think 10. Is that the last
I saw? That was like 80.
Dwindling down and more people are passing away. That's what they're finding.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was 10 people still missing officially.
Wow. Over 160 air rescues conducted. Absolutely just insane, very sad footage from Texas. We were standing there in front of the TV watching the news last night, and Nick was just crying her eyes out. These poor little kids at the camps and stuff just washed away. But also some heroic stories as well, including one camp counselor who sadly passed away but lost his life trying to get a bunch of the kids out, which he did. And then the Coast Guard, National Guard, you know, coming in and getting everybody out. Just heroic, heroic stuff amongst a very horrific circumstance. Continuing coverage today. We've been watching it on the news. I think the president's going to go down on Friday.
Yeah.
Scope things out.
Well, and you were right, actually. It was 10 campers still missing, but dozens total are still missing down there in
Texas.
So.
Did you guys see the story of the Coast Guard? Officer Scott Ruskin, he's a rescue swimmer for the Coast Guard, and he said he's credited with saving 165 people during the first rescue mission amidst the catastrophic flooding.
Yeah, that might have been the guy. This was his first, I don't know if you're reading the story right there, it was his first tour, I guess, with the Coast Guard or something.
This is
his first mission, and he's rescuing all these people.
165 people.
So he's going to be credited with some
heroic
efforts.
It's so dangerous just to think about not just the floods and the water that is so damaging and devastating, but like the water moccasins and the animals there then in the water that's then electrocuted. And just there's so many crazy, sad things down there, and you just pray for everybody.
The debris. Like if you're looking at the debris, they had stages that were set up for 4th of July events that were just swept away, and now they're entangled in all these trees. And I was watching them last night dig out all these cars that were just jam-packed full of mud, and they were expecting to find people inside a lot of these cars, and luckily the ones I saw last night they weren't. Just imagine being swept away in your car. And then the video I saw of the house floating down the river with people inside it,
it's
and they're
crazy.
Like had flashlights going, and I'm like, my God, can you imagine being swept away in your house, not knowing what to do, and you're just they're filming you, and you're like, hey, out your door while you're going down the river. Insane!
I think the sad thing is, you and Knickknack have your camp-aged kids and everything like that, and just to send your kids away to camp and be like, okay, we'll see you in a week and everything like that, and then all of a sudden you see the news and you see the rain, the torrential rains being poured down, and you're just like, I can't even imagine that.
Devastating stuff.
Devastating.
So I'm sure the news will be covering that nonstop today. So T's and P's for everybody down in Texas. So let's switch gears. We are back from our 4 days off for the 4th of July holiday. We'll be kind of touching on what we all did throughout the show today. We could probably start with Joshy Boy and your very white privilege weekend.
You're calling it that.
Wow.
Well, you did go to the Broadmoor.
Yeah,
didn't
so
you,
tell us.
Fancy pinky.
I mean,
tell us about suckling your parents' teeth stuff.
It's kind of a tradition. My family goes down there to the Springs and we have a good time, man. They have a really cool fireworks show down there and get a little pampered down there, and it's fun. We golfed, and oh my gosh, speaking of golfing in kind of the wooded area, bears everywhere, like on the golf course, man. Like 100 yards away from the golfers
bougie
and things
bears.
Like that. They're bougie bears. They're looking for all the nice little treats and things that are at the Broadmoor, but it's fun. Like I said, we have a lot of family that comes into town. My grandparents are getting a little older, so everybody that's out of state kind of comes to here, to Colorado, the central area, and we have a good time. We go there and spend the 4th of July weekend there, and we swim, we go on the lake, we go golfing, we eat really, really good food, which I love, and spend time together as a family. So that was really cool to see and be a part of, and the fireworks shows they do there, man, are just so awesome. I love fireworks. I grew up selling and playing with fireworks all the time. So to see the cool fireworks show, that was so much fun. To golf a lot was so much fun. And yeah, I don't know. I love that place. It's not like you have to go very far to have a really good vacation. It's only, what, you know, the spring's an hour away, but it's one of my favorite places on earth. Like, I call that place my happy place.
Aww.
It is one of my favorite places that I've been going to quite literally since I was an infant. So a place I know very well. And it was a good time, man. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Yeah.
It was good and fun, Katie.
It was so much fun.
It was.
I know I have a good time every time I go to the Broadmoor, but for different reasons. I'm just there for their waterfalls.
Well, and we see, okay, but they like Seven Falls down there,
you
right?
You have a waterfall in your room, don't
well,
you?
The, no, the Broadmoor owns Seven Falls. So if you stay there, they'll give you a little tour bus and take
they'll
you right.
They'll actually bring
to
some
it.
Of the water to your room.
They do. Oh, that's exactly. What they do.
Yeah.
No, they, but you, yeah, like I said, you can do the little tour bus thing there. And then one thing I did too that was fun, I actually went back to my old firework tent that I used to work at, and there are still so many people that I know that work there, which was really fun
Sad.
To see. I know. My neighbor, my parents' neighbor owns the
so
place.
This was
so
it
they,
for you, huh?
This is it. This is where you peaked.
No, it's like a family vacation thing where we all come back and see each
they
other.
They don't even care. He's smoking a cigarette.
No.
There.
Oh my gosh. No.
I'll make you a deal.
Jeremy,
you
yeah, pick out what you want, Josh.
3 weeks out of the year.
This is where I peaked.
You guys are
I work
so
3 weeks out of the year.
No, it was fun to see them. It was like a mini
family reunion.
They're
mooching off their parents, too, probably for the rest of the year.
I hate you guys.
Well, that was nice of your mom and dad to cover the cost for that all weekend, buddy.
Hey,
that was really good.
I actually don't think I bought anything.
Right?
Never mind.
Like,
never mind.
Yeah, they kind of did that.
That's nice of them.
Love you guys.
Nice of them to hook you up.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wonderful. All right. I know coming up in a few minutes, I want to talk about what Katie Cat did over the break. I know there was a lot of binge watching going
say,
on.
Or didn't do is a better way to put it. Cause
she was Jabba the Hutting it on her couch.
She was.
For
my
the
gosh,
entire
you should
break.
See the dent
in your couch.
On my friend's
it's just
couch.
A stain. It's a greasy stain on the couch.
It's like, I gotta do more squats.
You better get out this week. Get on a bike or something.